What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today's episode and the next episode is going to be about the Titans. Titans were a major race in Greek mythology, so to fully appreciate and understand Greek culture, you guys definitely need to know about them in depth. What these two episodes are going to cover are the main Titans and their roles in the myths. In today's episode, we're going to look into the major male Titans and their lives. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Gaia, the goddess of the earth, gave birth to 12 Titans, and she loved them all very much. Their names were Cronos, Oceanus, Iapetus, Hyperion, Crius, Coeus, Rhi, Tethys, Thee, Phoebe, Themis, and Mnemosyne. Today, we'll only be covering Oceanus, Hyperion, Coeus, Crius, and Iapetus. We've already talked a lot about Cronos in the first few episodes of this podcast, we won't get into him. If you guys aren't familiar with Cronos, check out the episode of the Titans and God's War. Anyways, let's start with Oceanus. Oceanus was the Titan of the sea, and he was the eldest of the Titans. He was known for being very calm, and he didn't participate in the killing of Uranus, unlike all his other brothers. He usually rested in the depths of the oceans with a lot of fish. Oceanus would later on marry his sister Tethys, and she gave birth to over 6,000 water spirits. The next male Titan we're going to talk about is Hyperion. Hyperion was the Titan of light and vigilance. Although modern works say he was a very aggressive and stupid Titan, he wasn't dumb at all, and he could be considered a Titan of wisdom. Hyperion married his sister Thee, and together they had three children named Helios, Selene, and Eos. These three children would become the Titans of the Sun, Moon, and Dawn in respective order. Hyperion is commonly known as the Titan of the East, as he was gifted that corner of the Earth for helping Cronos castrate Uranus. The next Titan we're going to be talking about is Coeus. Coeus was the Titan of oracles, wisdom, and foresight. He is known as the Titan of the North because he also helped Cronos castrate Uranus. Coeus married his sister Phoebe, and they had two daughters together. Eventually, Coeus would become the grandfather of Apollo and Artemis as Leto gave birth to them. We'll get to her in a later episode. The next Titan we're going to be talking about is Crius. Crius was the Titan of constellations, but there aren't many stories to tell about him. He married his half-sister, who was called Eurybia, and they had three children together. The children would be the god of dusk, the god of warcraft, and the god of destruction, all minor gods in Greek mythology. Another fact about Crius was that he was given the south corner of the earth for helping Cronos. The final male Titan we're going to talk about is Iapetus. Iapetus is considered the Titan of craftsmanship, but some people believe him to be the Titan of mortality. He married a daughter of Oceanus named Clymene, and together they had four children, including the famous Atlas and Prometheus, which we've talked about before. Iapetus was very skilled with the spear, and he was gifted the west corner of the earth for helping Cronos. That's enough for today. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode on the female Titans in more detail.